Hi there, Maxine.
Yes.
Hi, Maxine. My name is Lupe. I'm calling on a recorded line for the Roundup lawsuit, the herbicide spray. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Glad to hear that. By any chance, did you already get some assistance with an attorney to help you out for the lawsuit?
No, I did not.
No worries. And then was it yourself that was affected by using the Roundup?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then for how many years, just an estimation, would you say you used it?
I don't know, maybe
Seven.
five, seven, 10 years. I don't really
Five,
know.
seven
Yeah.
years. Yeah, it's been a while. I could see that. And then perhaps maybe when you bought your first home or, you know.
Yes, it was.
Okay. And then what year would that have been? I know, just to the best of your knowledge here.
When I bought it, it was in 86, I believe.
86. You think that's when you possibly started?
Yep.
Okay. And then
Somewhere around there.
somewhere around there. Okay. And then what were you diagnosed with after spraying the Roundup?
CML, chronic myeloid leukemia.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And then that is like a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes,
Yeah, I do see
it's in the
that.
family, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And then when were you diagnosed with that?
2007.
2007. Okay, let me put that here. Okay. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, Maxine?
Sure, what do I have to do?
Well, by the looks of it, I mean, it kind of looks like you are kind of pre-qualified to participate. Because they look at the year you were diagnosed, how many years you were exposed, and that's what they basically go off by. But by the looks of it, it does look like you are pre-qualified here. Did you already, by any chance, get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I didn't.
Alrighty, and just to confirm, has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
No? Okay, just wanted to confirm. And then, when were you diagnosed with the CML? You said
It was
2007? Sorry.
2007, yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I know I recall I told you a little earlier, so I apologize. I wrote it down here. So, is it best to just put 1/1/2007 when you were diagnosed? So, do you recall the month? So, I can put down here the exact month.
It was May.
May. Okay. Do you remember the day as well? Do you want me to put May 1st of 2007?
The first is fine. I can't actually remember the date.
That's okay. It's to the best of your knowledge. So, May of 2007. So, I'll put May 1st. Okay, just to. That's a safe holder right there, placeholder.
Okay.
So I put 5/1/2007, and then how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
Oh, how old was I? I'm 68 now. I'll let you
68.
figure it out.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm just you're 68 now. So we subtract 2025 to 2007. Bear with me here. So 2025 minus 2007, that's going to give us 18. So we subtract 18, 68 minus 18, that will give us like around 50 years old at the time.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Okay, so 50. And then, you sprayed, as you first started spraying around estimately when you first got your home in 1986. When would be the last time you ever sprayed Roundup, if you recall? Was it like a little before you were diagnosed, a little after you were diagnosed? Do you recall?
It was before
Before.
I was diagnosed, yes.
Okay.
Let's see, 86, 96. It was probably somewhere around 2000.
Somewhere in 2000. Okay. Would you like the early 2000s, correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. To the best of your knowledge, I know this is a little hard question. Would you say 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004? What would you say?
Probably two, I'd probably say two, just 2000, yeah.
That's okay. So if we do 86, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, that'll give us like 14 years of usage. I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, around 4. Yeah, because 1986 all the way to 2000 equals like around 14 years. So, okay. And then I asked this so this question can be a little easier for you to answer. Did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
2002, 2007, that would be.
You basically answered this question already because you last sprayed in 2000.
Yes.
That would be a yes, correct?
Right.
Alrighty, no worries. That's why I kind of asked the when you start and stop, so that can be a little easier to answer. And then, have you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then, we already kind of answered this question. I'll put this here. How many years have you sprayed Roundup? And we said around like 14 years, right? When we added that up.
Correct.
Alrighty.
Right.
And then, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Not consecutively, just in general throughout those 4 years, 14 years, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, huh? Okay. And then, this is kind of a hard question here, but I'm gonna help you out. How many, hard question here, how many hours of exposure did you, the loved one, were spraying Roundup in your whole lifetime? Like, how many hours in your whole lifetime? So, if it's 14 years that you used it, throughout every year, how much time would you be spraying the Roundup? How many hours?
Probably once a week
Once a
because that's
week.
when I did the yard.
Okay, once a week. So one times four. So you did it like 4 hours a month?
I'd say that, yeah.
Yeah, 4 hours. That makes sense. No worries. So we do 4 hours. So there's 4 weeks in a month. So it's four times 12 will give us eight and 40. Okay, so 48 a year. How many times an hour a year you used it? So 48 hours per year. So if we multiply 48 times 14, that will give us our answer there, okay? So let's multiply 48 hours times 14 years. So that would be like around 672. Just an
Yeah.
estimate. I know it's a lot. It's just
Yeah.
an estimate here would be fine. And then, how long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? Was this like less than 1 year? At least 1 year? At least 2 years? How long did you spray
Yeah,
Roundup?
it was
One.
probably, yeah,
At least one
several
year.
years, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? Let's see.
Maybe 3 years before. I'm not real sure about that.
That's okay. How long did you
Can
spray
I ask you a
Roundup? Yeah,
question?
of course. Go on. Any question you would like.
Why are they still selling Roundup with glyphosate in it?
That's what I'm asking myself as well. They're still on the shelf as we speak. I'm not. It's just the big companies like that, ma'am. They keep money aside for lawsuits like this. Like they're already prepared for lawsuits like this, and I'm still like. Still concerns me how they're still even selling it, and it's still on the shelves. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's, you go to Walmart. I see it myself when I go, and I'm just like, wow, it still amazes me how they're still selling this.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how they get away with it.
Exactly. And like I said, these big companies always set aside a huge chunk of money for these lawsuits because they already know this is going to happen. It's just really, really
It
unfortunate.
doesn't bear on them.
Doesn't bear on them. Well, I mean, other than the settlements that they're gonna be giving out to all the people that were injured due to this, bear with me here, because there is one question here that used a product for more than 1 year before being. There's a little glitch going on our intake form that makes us click up a certain box here. It's just so odd. Let me talk to my supervisor on this. Okay, how long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? Alrighty. No, that's okay. You already answered this question. There's just a
Yeah,
glitch going
I
on
was
with the
diagnosed in 2007,
seven. Yeah, you're
so
fine. And then okay, so now it's asking when you stopped, it would have been in 2000. So let me put that here.
yes.
Alrighty. Alrighty. And then how were you exposed? It was directly, correct? You were spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then what type of exposure was this? Was this residential, agricultural,
It was residential.
residential, right? Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
I am a Floridian. I don't like to say I'm like you just said it.
No, I get you, but you are a citizen of the United States.
I live here, yes.
No
I'm not
worries.
from
I
nowhere
understood you.
else.
I understood that. No worries. You're funny. And then, have you had? I hope not. But have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
I was diagnosed with CML in 2007, and I'm was on chemo for
Okay.
over 15 years,
15 years.
and I quit taking the chemo.
Okay. So you never had more than one cancer diagnosis for that, right? It's just one,
Right.
just that one. Okay.
That's right.
Alrighty. Are you in remission currently? Sorry if
Yes,
I'm
I
not.
am.
Thank
I'm in
God.
remission.
So glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm always glad to hear. Whenever I speak to people and they tell me they're on remission, that's like a huge blessing when I hear that. So thank you for letting me know that.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
It's good that some people didn't make it, you know.
Yeah, it's just that sounds so. Ah, man, these big companies, and they're gonna get what they ask for. You know, all these settlements and all these lawsuits that are going on. So, and then who is filing this claim? It would be for yourself, correct?
Correct.
And then, just a referral question. Do you know any other colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup as well?
I don't.
That's
I
okay.
don't.
That's okay. I'll put NA here. And then I'm gonna ask you a series of 10 questions that just require a yes or a no, okay? If you've ever been diagnosed with any of these illnesses, okay?
Okay.
HIV or AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
Leukemia is, yes.
Put yes here. And then hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Alrighty. And then how about Epstein-Barr?
No.
No worries. And then how about rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Alrighty. How about lupus?
No.
How about diabetes mellitus?
No.
Alrighty. And then cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CML that you were diagnosed with. That would be a no, correct? Because you were never diagnosed with any other cancer.
Correct.
Alrighty, thank you. And then any family history of cancer?
Yes.
Alrighty, whenever you're ready.
My father had lung cancer and my mother had colon cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are they still with us? Colon
No.
cancer. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. So, father was lung cancer, and then your mother was a colon cancer, if I'm not
Correct.
mistaken. Thank you for
Yes.
providing me that. Let me just put that here. Okay, colon cancer for mother and lung cancer for father. Okay. And then your first name I have here spelled MAXINE, Maxine, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. You have a beautiful first name. And then your
But
last name. Go on, sorry.
that's really my middle name. My first name's Delilah, but I go by Maxine.
Oh, that's interesting. So your middle name is Maxine. I see. And then
Yes.
So your legal full name, we're gonna need that. So your first name would be can you spell that out for me?
Delilah, DELILAH.
Okay, so DELILAH.
Correct.
Thank you. And then I got your last name spelled BRAANUM.
Just one A.
One A. Okay, I got you. I was just about to tell you that as well because it came up with two A's here on our system. Okay, so I'll take. Okay, so it's BRAANUM.
Correct.
Thank you so much. Is there any suffix in your name? So are we all required to ask any junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that, correct?
No.
Alrighty. And then I apologize in advance once again. We are in a recorded line. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then are you married?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then so that would be married. And then can you please provide me with your social security number for the attorneys? And if you don't want to provide me with the full social, it could be the last four, okay?
4472.
4472. Thank you so much. And then what is your date of birth?
2/28/57.
57. Alrighty. And what is your current age?
68.
68. I recall that. I wrote that down. Sorry about that. And then, how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it like you saw like a TV ad? You saw a Facebook ad? What like kind of helped you lead the connection?
Yeah, I believe it was on a video or some kind of something
Video?
like that. Yes.
Okay, so you saw a video ad. Let me put that down here.
Yes.
Video ad. Okay, and then when was that you saw that video? I know it's a hard question because it's saying when did you first become aware of your injuries might have been related to Roundup? So it would have been when you saw that video. Was that like a couple years after you were diagnosed that you saw that video?
Probably about at least a year, maybe two.
Maybe two. Would you say like 2009, 2 years after?
Yes.
Alrighty, I'll put 2009 for you. All right, and then what is your height? Feet in inches.
5 feet even.
Okay, 5 feet even. And then what is your weight?
I ain't telling you that.
No worries. It is asking.
Sorry.
You're fine. Do you want me to put because it is asking. It's a required question. Do you want me to put O for now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'll put O now since you said you don't want to provide that on the recorded line. That's totally okay. I'll put O here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because it's not letting me put any letters because I want to put like a letter on that, but I'll put a description on the bottom. See if it lets me put something on the bottom. Bear with me. Oh yeah, it is. Okay. Let me put that here. PC will provide to attorney. Alrighty, so going back up here. Going back up here. Okay, yeah. So the phone we are speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Alrighty. And then let's check here if I have your email already here. Yeah, I do have an email. Let me know if this is correct. Okay, I got your middle name, Maxine, Maxine dot, then your last name, Branum at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. Gonna put that right here. And then the primary phone number is the one we're speaking on. It would be 423-364-7169, correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Alrighty. All right. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, what's your best contact preference? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message would
Text.
probably be best.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. And then what's the best time of day for you to expect that that text message? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon's good.
Afternoon is good. And then all we knew here, it's asking for spouse name and spouse phone number since you are married. Can I get his first name?
George Carl Branham.
Is it GEORGE?
Correct. He
Alrighty.
goes by Carl, though, his middle name.
Oh, okay. I'll just put his first and last name if that's okay. Is it the same last name as you?
Yes, and he's a junior.
He's a junior. Thank you so much. All right, so George Manum Jr. And then you said his middle name was Charles?
Carl.
Carl, Carl, correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then what is his phone number?
850-557-4324.
850. I didn't catch the two last numbers, but let me repeat it. I got 850. 557 43, and then is it 24 at the end, or what were the last two digits?
Yes,
24.
24.
Okay, I got that correct then. Thank you so much. Alrighty. And then I got the it's asking when did you first start spraying around? I already got that. Okay, let me put that for you. 1986. 1986. And then alrighty. And then I asked this question as well. It's asking how many times per month did you use a Roundup? You said like once a week. I remember. So that was like
Yes.
four times a month. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Going down here. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't
Nice.
think I needed to.
That's okay. I'm gonna put no here for you. And then I'm gonna put residential because it's saying where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it like your backyard, your
Yeah, it was just my house around, where the weeds would grow. Yeah.
backyard garden.
Okay, gotcha. I'm gonna put that down here. Residential area back around and then how were you first exposed to Roundup? That would be by you directly spraying it, correct?
Correct.
Directly spraying Roundup. Okay, and then did you personally spray the Roundup? That would be a yes. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? It would be all the time since you were the one spraying it. All the
Yes.
time. Okay. Okay, this is a tough question here. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? That's so okay, so
You came up with
14.
600 and something a little while
Yeah,
ago.
that for the hours, but time it would be the same answer though, because you used it for four times a month. Yeah, that would be that same number. Let me go up here.
Okay.
That would be 672. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because you used it four times in a month. Yeah, that makes sense. And you used it over for 14 years. Yeah, that makes
Yep,
sense.
that's about right.
672. Thank you so much. And then did you get your water well did you get your water from a well?
Back then?
When you were using the Roundup?
Yes, it was city.
It was oh, it was city water. So no water. The water wasn't from a well, it was from the city.
No, it was from the city.
It was from the city. Okay, so you didn't get it from the well. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No worries. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. That's okay. And then have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Alrighty. Glad to hear that. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it like already pre-mixed or was it concentrated?
It was pre-mixed.
Premix, okay. And then purchase Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or in business. I don't know. Okay. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased? Was this like a Home Depot, Lowe's, a Walmart?
Probably Home Depot.
Home Depot. Righty. And then do you have any receipts of the Roundup purchases?
Oh
That's okay. I don't keep my receipts as well, so no worries. And then
no.
do you have any Roundup in your possession by any chance?
No.
That is okay. And then have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then if yes, it's asking number of years smoked.
Probably about 30.
About 30. No worries. And then are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Retired. Okay, no worries. And then have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
I was disabled, so I wasn't able to work.
Okay, so you're already disabled before the diagnosis, correct? So you weren't
No,
already.
I got disabled because of the diagnosis.
Okay. That makes sense then. If yes, please provide the dates you were unable to work. So it was basically after that you were unable to work.
Correct.
So would it be May 2007 till now is when you were unable to work because of that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it took 3 years for me to get disability, and you couldn't work during that time, and I couldn't work anyway. And so, yeah, no, I haven't worked.
That's okay. So I put down here, May 1st, 2007 till until now, till
Okay.
still now you're not working. So I'm gonna put May 1st, 2007. Okay, I'm gonna put was unable to work still. Wasn't able to receive disability because of it 3 years later. Okay, so you got disability like 3 years later, right? So I'm trying to put
Right.
down here for you. Was unable to work on May 1st, 2007, and still isn't able to work and receive disability because of it 3 years later. Okay.
Yes.
And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
No worries. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No worries. And then have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Righty. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Alrighty. And then we're almost done here. Other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, etc., have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No
Thank goodness.
worries. Thank goodness. Exactly. No worries. And then, here we're going with we're almost done here. All I would need here is your yeah, I'm gonna start off with your home address, and then I'm gonna ask for your medical information, okay? If you don't rec it's just asking for the diagnosing doctor and the hospital where you were diagnosed. But if you don't recall the doctor name, the facility name should be enough, okay?
Okay, the hospital was in Lafayette, Georgia, and it's changed names so many times I can't remember it now.
Okay, I'll help you find it.
It
Is it
was
CH?
called it was Hutchison. It was called Hutchison then.
Do you remember the address by any chance?
No, I
That's
don't,
okay, I can
sorry.
look it up. That's okay. What'd you say it was called at the time?
Hutchison Hospital.
And when you say that, is it spelled HUGH Hutchinson? Yeah,
S H
I found it.
U
Let's see if it's this one.
T C H E S O N, I think. I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
you're right. It's HUGHSTON. I'm trying to see. Is it a clinic or is it a hospital? I think it's a
It's a
clinic.
hospital.
Hutchinson Hospital, Lafayette, Georgia. I looked that up, but let's see here.
It might be considered Fort Oglethorpe.
Ford?
Fort,
Oh,
Fort,
yeah.
Oglethorpe. It's a city right next to Lafayette.
I see what you mean. Me see if it's this one here that popped up.
Like I said, it's not called Hutchison now. I can't remember what it's called now. It's changed a couple times.
They changed it. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Maybe if we look up the doctor that diagnosed you, do you remember the doctor name? I know it was a while ago.
I can't. I know it started with an M. He was very mean.
Oh.
I remember that. My daughter would remember, but I don't remember his name.
That is okay. What we can do now, let me get your home address so we can fill this portion out first. And then let me get your emergency contact if you would like to provide one as well. And then we'll go back to the last part of the portion, what it's asking for the facility name, okay?
Okay, the
All right, let's
address is 1817 J Bird Drive. That's one word.
Jayberg, how do you spell that? Is it J-A-Y? J
Jaybird Drive
Oh, Bird,
Marianne.
Jaybird. Oh, that's an interesting Jaybird, right?
Marianne, Florida.
Yeah, man. I found it. Is it Jaybird Drive?
Yes.
Yeah, I found it. That's just an interesting name. I've never heard of Jaybird. That's interesting. Okay, so 1817 Jaybird Drive. Mariana is a city, MARIANNA, and then county is Jackson County, Florida, 32448.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. Is this a house or is there like an apartment letter or unit
It's a
number?
mobile home.
Mobile home. Is there anything you want me to put in the address to line? Like a, is it
What do you mean?
a mobile? Oh, there's no unit number or anything like that, right? For mobile homes, it's
No,
just like that.
no.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. And then, would you like to provide an emergency contact number? This is totally optional.
My husband's phone number you already got.
Yeah, let me get that for you. Yeah, let me put your husband here because it did. I still have that up here. Bear with me. So George Carl and then Branham Jr. I got that right here. And then his phone number is 850-557-4324. Let me put that here as well. All right. That would be husband. And then, all right, let me go up here and get his phone number now. Alrighty. All right. And then does the law firm, if they have a hard time getting a hold of you, do they have permission to contact him?
Yeah.
Yep.
I
Okay.
don't think you'll have a hard time getting a hold of me though.
Yeah, no worries. All right. And then let's see here. And then just an important question here. Do you know those medical records exist?
Oh yeah, they exist.
Yeah, no worries. And then if they were, okay. That's what the question's asking here. And then now going back to the medical diagnosing portion, just asking for a diagnosing physician name, but we can put the facility name as soon as we figure out the diagnosing hospital name, okay? So let
Okay,
me try
well, it
to.
was actually my primary care physician that called me at work when I was working and told me that my platelets were in the millions and they're not supposed to be over 400 and something. So it was my primary care physician that said you need to get to the hospital
You'll get
because
checked out.
something wrong.
Okay, I
Yeah.
see. So your primary pretty much contacted you, letting you know, hey, there's something wrong. You need to go get checked out, type
And
of thing.
they're primary health care. They're all up there in Georgia, North Georgia.
Okay. What about treatment? Did you get treatment at the Hudson one that you were mentioning as
Yes.
well? Okay,
Yes, I did.
that's the one we mainly need. Let me try to help you figure that out because I have the name of it, Hudson Hospital, Lafayette, Georgia, Fort Ollithorp. Sorry, I couldn't pronounce that well, but I did spell it out well. But
Yeah, all you got to do is say Fordo.
let me see here, because that's the only thing we need here, okay?
Okay.
We're basically done here. Yeah, you are pre-qualified. I already see the law firm who's going to be representing you. Their name of the law firm, it's A4D Pawlowski. And I'll send you all that information with my direct number, okay?
Okay.
Let me first, yeah, we need to just get through this portion first. Okay, let's see here. Alrighty, Hudson Clinic. Clinics are the ones that keep coming up for me. Not sure why. Let's see. Let me look it up without the Hudson in the beginning. Hospital Lafayette, Georgia, Fort. Let's see if that comes up. The one that comes up, and that's in that same city, they might have changed the name of it. It's CHI Memorial Hospital, Georgia. It's 100 Gross Crescent, Fort Throw. Like I said, I can't pronounce that. Georgia 30742. That's like the
Yes,
one that.
if it's in Fort Oglethorpe, then there's only one hospital there. That has to
Yeah.
be it.
That yeah, exactly. That's like the only one that comes up as well. So that we found the hospital. Thank God. Let's go. Okay. Okay. 'Cause I know that was gonna be a little hard to find since the hospitals always change their name and it makes it a little difficult. Okay, so there we go. Then I got the address here as well with the phone number, okay? Let me put that here.
Okay.
The address is here. See the phone number, 706-858-2000. Put that here. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. I know.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just a little tough question here. I kind of hate to ask, but yeah, you want me to put down here affected me affected the lymphoma infected me pretty bad? Is it what you want me to put?
That's fine. Yeah, it
That's fine.
did. It infected my whole life.
There you go. So let me put that down as well. Lymphoma affected PC's whole life. And then hospital names, let me put that again. It's asking where you were treated. It's the same hospital. Let me put that here. And then you don't recall the doctor name. You just remember started with an M. So I'm just going to put the facility name there for that section.
Okay.
and then for the date treated, was that like that same year, 2007, like a couple, like that same May month, or is it like after May? Like April?
Actually, it was the end of
June?
May because it was on my niece's graduation. So yeah, it was the end of May.
So May thir you could say like May 30th.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's okay. Best
Yep.
of your knowledge. Put that here. All right. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I'm
Was it like
sorry.
What type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it like chemotherapy, radiation, stem cell?
In the beginning, they gave me, I don't even remember the name of it, but then eventually I got it all straightened out because
Okay.
chemo is like very, very, very expensive. We're talking like $30,000 for 30
Uh-huh.
pills.
Oh my
So,
gosh.
they had to get me on some kind of a plan and I got on the chemo.
Okay, so it was chemo. I see. Okay, let me look up here. Bear with me here. Just asking. Bear with me here. What oncology practice is treating your cancer? Okay, oncology practice name. Let's
Tennessee
see.
Oncology.
Tennessee. Oncology. You said Tennessee Oncology?
Correct.
Okay, just putting that here. And yeah, everything looks great. So everything is filled out here. Let me just look through it and make sure I filled out everything. Yeah, everything looks filled out. So bear with me. All right. All right, Maxine, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, A4D Pawlowski, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple of hours. If not, I'll be calling you tomorrow, the next day, once your file passes quality assurance, which is QA. They basically review the recorded call and they make sure all the documents that I'm gonna send over to you is signed correctly and make sure nothing is wrong. Once they review it, and make sure everything is okay, they're gonna make me transfer you directly to introduce you to the law firm. They may go over the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, not a class action, this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And like I said, I'm going to be texting you with my direct number with their number and name, okay? Can
Okay.
you, yeah. And then can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then do you have any questions before I submit your information here?
No. I mean, what kind of mass are we talking about? How
Mass,
many people?
what I mean by mass, it's meaning it's class action. It's a lot of people at once with their, the lawsuit. A mass lawsuit meaning they're working with cases individually. If that makes any sense. A mass lawsuit means they're working with cases individually. A class action means there's multiple people at once and they're all getting paid out the same amount. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is a mass lawsuit, meaning you're the only case they're working on. It's not like they have everyone at once and they're all getting paid out the same amount.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And then all I'm gonna do here is submit your information. It's gonna send over some documents. It's called a DocuSign. It's gonna come up as Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com. And then while that sends right now, it's loading up in my screen right now. Bear with me. I'll let you know when it sends. Still loading. There you go. It says green here. So everything went well. Good. So you should be receiving a text and an email with Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com. If you can please review it and sign those documents. As soon as you sign them, QA is going to review the call and the documents that you signed so I can transfer you over to the law firm, okay?
Okay.
So bear with me. I'm going to be prepping up a text message so you can confirm you got my text message on my direct number.
Okay.
Alrighty. Did you get the other text by any chance as well? 423.
I don't think I got one yet, but I'll check. Let me see.
Yeah, check it out just to confirm as well. 364-7169.
I did.
Perfect. So that it's gonna show up like a link that you click and it takes you right to the documents. But as soon as you click the finish button, it's gonna require signatures and initials. You will be getting a copy for yourself as well, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so bear with me. I'm gonna be prepping up a text message here. Alrighty.
What kind of money are we talking about?
That's a great question. I get that a lot.
I bet
Unfortunately,
you
no,
do.
yeah, we do all the time. But unfortunately, I'm gonna give you the same response I give everyone I speak to. Unfortunately, we're not. Basically, we can't say this over the phone. What is your best solution here? Would to look up roundup settlements. look up your ailment as well. Look up CML Roundup Settlements, and you should get like an estimation right there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I'm just sending a text message, right? I'm almost done. Bear with me. So Roundup, Canvas, A4D Pulaski. Got that right here. Okay, their phone number is 1-866-271-7275. Okay. Hi, Maxine. This is Guadalupe. We just spoke in regard to the roundup loss. So including, okay, 1-866-271-7275. Okay, got that number right. I just wanted to make sure because I don't want to send the incorrect number. Okay, so I got that. Just confirm if you got my text message as well. That is my direct number. Okay.
Okay. The 949.
Yeah, that one. The 949 direct. Yeah, that is my direct number.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then do you have any time right now to pull up the documents?
Clear the attorney's information, blah blah blah.
Yeah, take your time, read through it. I'll be here on the other line if you have any help or questions. But it should be short. It should be some signatures and initials, and you should be done. Because I don't think it requires a picture of your ID or nothing like that. Because I know other lawsuits are requiring pictures of an ID, but I don't think Roundup is. Let's see here. See, I'm logging in. Okay.
Basically, what is this telling me? Because there's a lot of stuff to read
No,
here.
I know. It's basically giving consent for the law firms to basically reach out to you because they're still going to be sending out medical release forms, basically giving permission to the law firm. And you can read through it too. It's letting you know all their standard procedure. It's 60-40 split. It's letting you know, basically you keep the 60. There's no upfront cost. It's 40% for the attorneys. There's no upfront fees. It's 60% for the PC, meaning yourself. It's basically letting you know all the procedure from there.
Okay, and how do I sign this?
So it should give you like a yellow box. It should let you know if you wanna let's see here. Did you click? Is there like a next button on there? On the top right?
Like I got accept and sign now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, with my finger.
Try your best, 'cause some of them will be initials. Okay, so be careful on that.
Want my whole name?
Signature. It's gonna be a signature. It could be
Okay,
your
I
name or
just do it by
something.
Maxine Branham, so I
That's
don't
okay.
even have room to put that, and it looks like a kindergartner signed this.
It's okay. Try your best to for your signature, okay? And then for the initials, it's just gonna be your first letter and your the first letter of your first name and the letter of your last name, the first letter of your last name for your initials.
Well, I go by Maxine Branham. Do you want me to do Delilah B or MB?
It's up to you because that is your signature. It's however you do your
Okay, yeah, I
signature.
always go by Maxine, so I'm gonna do
That's
it like
okay.
that.
Yeah, of course. If that's your signature, that is your signature. But just be careful because on other ones, it will let you know it's initials and not signature, okay? So just be aware on that.
Okay.
And then you'll know when you're finished as well, Delilah, because it'll let you know. It'll have like a finished yellow button that you'll click.
Yeah, it says you're done signing.
There you go. Yeah. As soon as you click finish, you should be good. Let me see here.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, it says
It's been
completed.
successfully signed.
Yes, it's completed. So, like I said, the procedure will be the quality assurance team will be reviewing the call and the documents you sign, making sure everything is good. As soon as that happens, I'm going to be giving you a call back. Or if not, the law firm will be reaching out, okay? But if not, you have my direct number if any question comes up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Delilah, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a beautiful day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.